Welcome in to It's Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling, and Dr. Beth Speaks as we welcome in the doctor on another Monday morning. How are we doing today?
Really good, Mike. How are you?
Doing all right. There's something on the way in the next couple of weeks we want to let some folks know about. We'll get to that in a moment on today's program. So what are we focusing on topic-wise, and how does it relate to this event on the way?
The event. Well, one of the things that I would really like our listeners to know is how much anxiety, depression, and ADHD, how much more frequently it's being diagnosed, and how much it's impacting our students, our kids, and then obviously our families. So I am going to give some information about an opportunity to go to a free presentation. And so if people want to grab a pencil, that'd be great. And if they don't, it'll be on the website. But I was reading an article from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, and they said kids ages 2 to 17, 6.1 million have received an ADHD diagnosis. About 4.5 million have received a diagnosed behavior disorder or an anxiety problem, and about almost 2 million have received a diagnosis of depression. What we find is that these conditions also occur together. So if you have ADHD, you might also have depression or anxiety, or there might be a behavior issue that they don't know how to control in exactly the same way. So if we look at when they come together, we're talking about kids, you know, like 1 in 2, 47% also have a behavior issue, or have 1 in 3 have a depression issue, and 1 in 5 also have anxiety with that. So there's a lot of kids that are having these issues that need help. And more importantly, the parents and the teachers need help. And it also affects the kids who don't have those issues. They see what's going on. Mm. They're their friends. They're trying to help them. And there has been a marked increase. We can't really tell exactly why. We all have our ideas.
Yeah, and the age group, too, you would associate this maybe with teens. We hear about that a lot. But the younger kids, too,
right.
All the way down to 3, that's kind of an eye-opener.
Right, and, you know, there is such a thing. You know, 3-year-olds are much more active. I mean, that's their nature. That's their development. They're supposed to be running around. But being able to draw them back into, like, get focus and look at mom or look at dad or the preschool teacher, whomever. So what we also know that a lot of kids don't get treatment. It seems like it's normal, and so things just kind of continue on. And what Catherine Dulesky, who is a clinical social worker at Safe Harbor Counseling, and I are doing for the GEA and the GSSA. Those are acronyms, the Geneva Education Association. So that's the certified staff, and the Geneva School Support Association. So the part the teachers serve, the teaching assistants, they have a union as well. They have combined money and invited us to come in and offer presentations on what anxiety is and how to address it at home and how we can help our kids get back to where they are. And we certainly will also be able to say, hey, and if you have this diagnosis, anxiety is going to be more likely. What we're going to be talking about is, what does it look like? Why are our children stressed? What's the cause? And what can we do about it now? As well as, where can we get more help? It is going to be held at Pal Joey's in Batavia, which is on Randall Road. Space is limited. Now, there's quite a bit of space, but it is limited that when the chairs are filled, we'll know that no more can come in.
Right.
And there's a registration link that is going to be on the safeharboril.com website. So it's hard to read, but I'll put the flyer up, and then you'll be able to see it very clearly. We're doing it according to age. So if you're a parent or a teacher or somebody who works with middle school kids, it's on Wednesday, November 6th, from 7 to 8:30, and that's Catherine Dulesky. I will also be there because I just love listening to what she does.
Right, sure.
And then I'll be presenting for high school parents and teachers, people who work with high school students, on Wednesday the 13th from 7 to 8:30. The professional staff decided that they really needed to separate them because it looks different at different age groups. And also they wanted to make sure they could get as many parents as possible. They're doing it as a service to parents to help the kids do better. So really want our listeners to know it's open to everyone.
Yeah, a big problem, and hopefully we can help get some answers to some folks. Again, November 6th for middle school, November 13th for high school. You can find out more at safeharboril.com. You must register. Don't wait too long because, again, seating is limited. You don't want to miss your chance to check out these very important informational nights. And again, that'll do it for this segment as we thank you for listening to Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. For more, go to safeharboril.com and we will talk to you again next week.